Dubai Eye
103.8. We are talking beauty because it is big business here in the UAE, worth nearly 2.2 billion dirhams in 2017. And according to Euromonitor International, set to hit 2.7 billion by 2021. But with some products promising to smooth wrinkles, zap zits, and even lighten skin, we've decided it's time to get behind the myths and to find out what actually works. Our expert today is Aisha Awad. She's an esthetician and the managing director of Medico Beauty. Good afternoon, Aisha, and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Georgia.
Lovely to have you in the studio with us. Now, we've already received lots of questions, but we've got Aisha for an hour. So do text 4001 or you can use the free Messenger app and we'll try to get her to answer as many of your questions as possible. So let's start from the top. How would you describe your expertise? What's an esthetician?
Well, my expertise lies in being able to successfully address all the different common cosmetic skin problems that people suffer with, anything from dry skin to seeing enlarged pores, pigmentation, redness, acne, all the problems that you often will find people go to the shops to find solutions for. Whereas a dermatologist mainly deals with diseases of the skin. Now, my speciality is actually a process called advanced skin health restoration. And I spent a number of years actually being educated and trained in the US, where there were a number of biochemists that were very pioneering in being able to use active ingredients from plants that are effective at targeting the skin on a cellular level. So I don't just look at what's going on in terms of the surface of your skin. I'm really interested in what's going on underneath.
And you've actually sort of grown up in the world of beauty, if we can say that. Your parents are actually both renowned experts as well, aren't they?
That's correct. I have mixed heritage, an Irish mother who's a nurse, and my father is Jordanian-Palestinian. They have had a practice, their practice is still going at the Cromwell Hospital, which is a leading private hospital in Kensington. My father is a world-renowned plastic and reconstructive surgeon, and his speciality really lies in being able to repair tissue after very traumatic injuries. So I had a lot of influence from his approach. Their approach is very holistic, and they also were pioneering in using non-surgical rejuvenation. So they were the first to do Botox and volumizing filler on the face. So that's really now become very mainstream. But at the time they started, it wasn't the case at all.
And you don't just sort of treat clients that come to you in Dubai and the UAE. You've got a company called Medico Beauty, which distributes the skin treatments that are made in the US from your experience there, and also provides sort of personalized skin programs online. And as I was just saying, beauty really is big business here. You know, 2.2 billion dirhams spent in 2017 alone. Have you seen quite an uplift in purchases from the UAE and the Gulf area?
Of course. We've always had experience with patients visiting from the UAE who would come to our practice in Kensington. But what has happened because of e-commerce and the growth of awareness around these niche products and advanced treatments, UAE patients are wanting to bring home and actually be able to access things domestically that are effective for their skin. So we've seen a big uptake, and I also think the word of mouth aspect is really helping to drive that. And in the longer term, where it's still slightly niche, the whole approach of using natural skincare here is, you know, it's early days, but the growth through recommendation is really what I'm finding is helping to, you know, push our business in the region.
And it's not just women, is it? How about the guys? I've got figures here that show that men's skincare and grooming has seen double-digit growth in the UAE over the past 3 years. The guys out here always look super well-groomed. Do you get a lot of male clients coming in?
Yeah, increasingly. We work longer. You know, no one is going to really, in terms of our lifetime, retire at 60 any longer. So men are often in a competitive environment. They want to appear fresh-faced. They're concerned with things like dark circles, pores. They want to ensure that their skin is youthful. And they're shopping online as well as within retail stores.
It's so interesting you mentioned the paws, because, I mean, my husband's going to kill me for this, but his big preoccupation is he thinks he's got big paws on his nose. And I'm a bit like, come on, no one can see anything. What are you going on about? But, it really bothers him.
It's the number one concern. And what I find interesting is, you know, I look at the skin as an organ and I see whether it's healthy or not in terms of how it's behaving. So I'll check for pigmentation as well, which is a sign, obviously, of sun damage. But even if someone has a full face of freckles and pigmentation, they'll really just come in focused on wanting to address their pores. They don't see any of the other issues. So, it's definitely a big concern for a lot of people.
A question has come in here from Laura in Jumeirah. She sent it in on 40001, which is our text number. Of course, you can use our free messenger app, which is very easy to download online. And Laura says, how can I have wrinkles and acne? Surely it's one thing or another.
Well, the first thing is, you know, Laura, I really, you know, I have so many clients that go through the experience of developing adult acne. So that is more common. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the fact that our lifestyles are more stressful. So we have to take into account that your skin is an organ. It's not just your face. And if you see that you're getting premature aging, in that lines are developing even before the age of 30, it's a sign that it's no longer recovering from the injuries that it receives from UV light and from exposure to the environment as well. Now, the root causes of acne are slightly different in that they're related to what's going on internally, but the whole drive is inflammation. So I think if she actually looks overall at her daily lifestyle and also what she's taking on board internally, she can actually help to make some changes that will also improve her lines as well as her acne. So some of the recommendations we make that are nutritional and also around improving the quality of skincare that people use at home, they work in conjunction with one another and will strengthen the skin. So not only will your lines disappear, your acne will simultaneously go away.
And when you say you make dietary changes, is that sort of more fresh fruit and vegetables? Is it true that there are these sort of magic, I mean, everyone was going on about how amazing blueberries were at one stage, and then it was pomegranate seeds. Are there sort of special foods that can help your skin?
So we would refer to those foods as superfoods, and that's because your body internally and externally is exposed to free radicals. And these fruits and vegetables have antioxidant properties that actually neutralize some of the cellular damage that occurs. So yes, fruits and vegetables are the cornerstone of our approach, actually improving your digestive health with eating the right fruits and vegetables as well. And we have more clinical evidence that demonstrates that you can see an increase in the benefits from eating more fresh fruit and more vegetables. So yeah, I would put that into the mix.
Another question here come in from Annabelle. She says, how can I make my eyelashes longer? I've been using the semi-permanent lashes, but they just end up making my real lashes fall out.
So this is an area that I myself am also obsessed with. All I wanted forever was long eyelashes. So there are two products, my favourite being Lilash, and another one called Revitalash, that have been shown to grow lashes. You need to give it some time though. The peptide is actually stopping the lash falling out, which is why it keeps growing. Now, in my case, I've been using these products for such a long time that it's actually stopped working.
Oh no, I'm actually looking at your eyelashes now. They look great.
So I'm on the hunt once again for another solution. This is where my worldwide search starts, but I hope that helps.
You're listening to Afternoons with Helen Farmer. I'm Georgia Tolley and I'm standing in while Helen is away this week. It's the little black book time, that moment in the programme when we arrange for an expert to take your questions and give you advice for free. Our subject today is beauty, and our specialist is Aisha Awad, esthetician and the managing director of Medico Beauty. And we've had quite a lot of questions come in. Have a listen to this one.
Hi, my name's Helen and I live in Umm Sakeem. I've had rosacea for the last 2 years, which has gradually got worse, even though I've tried various moisturisers, medicated creams for it. I've also cut down on my alcohol consumption and spicy foods in my diet. I wear tinted moisturiser daily to protect and also cover my skin, but I'm wondering whether this could actually cause it to flare up. I've been to see 3 dermatologists in Dubai, and unfortunately nothing they've suggested has helped my skin at all. I just find it really frustrating and upsetting because this skin condition is so difficult to deal with, and I feel really quite self-conscious, to be honest. Can you give me any advice on what I should do to improve it and how I can overcome this situation? Thanks.
So that was Helen in Umm Sakeem with, it sounds like it's really affecting her rosacea. Is that a very common problem?
Well, I actually want to thank Helen for sending in this question, because she's not alone, and the rise of inflammatory skin issues such as rosacea and acne, I've seen a huge growth in people reaching out. They've often got to the same stage as Helen, where they've really, you know, exhausted every medical option that's available to them. They've also had a history of taking antibiotics. We sometimes see people who've been on antibiotics for 10 years or longer. And there is obviously a lot of health implications when you're on that kind of medication. What is very interesting is that when you are able to delve more into their history, you will find that there are periods of stress. They've, you know, maybe experienced work stress, or they've had a change in circumstance that comes in with maybe having a history of taking antibiotics themselves for some time. So we do want to strengthen their internal well-being, and we can do that by making some very simple lifestyle changes. Hydrochloric acid is actually very low in their stomachs. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that anyone with acne or rosacea should really get that measured. And they're able to, you know, improve that by actually eating more greens, celery juice. There's very inexpensive ways that you can actually improve your skin internally. And then looking at the outside, she mentioned she was using a tinted moisturizer. But what's unknown is that a lot of the ingredients that we find in our skincare, they aren't actually recognized on a cellular level, and they irritate your skin. And what's being ignited in Helen is her immune system. It's that red alert that happens when you get stung by a bee. You see that rise, that sting, and it's just a signal from the body just to say, red alert, I need some help here. So I don't want her to feel that there's no hope because she hasn't found a solution in the last 2 years. I would really encourage her to get online and to fill out the consultation form on the website. To also think about maybe looking at the more holistic pathway, incorporating some relaxation as well, because your hormone health has a big impact on your skin health. Whether it be that you have a chronic issue where you can actually see redness, or even if you have something like dry skin, you need to really consider the balance of what your daily life is doing to your body internally. So I would encourage her to look at removing irritants from her skincare. Sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a detergent you find in most face cleansers, that is a big no-no for everyone, but in particular anyone suffering with rosacea. In this climate, we get a lot more UV exposure, so switching from a chemical sunscreen to one that is mineral, that's made with either zinc or titanium dioxide, you can get some fabulous mineral makeup which has a pigment in it. It's completely 100% natural. One of my favorite brands is Inica, which is made in Australia. That will give her the coverage so she's not as self-conscious. But yeah, she can really get going immediately.
Gosh, that sounds amazing. I hadn't realized that you could buy makeups that were natural, so to speak.
Yeah, minerals, incredible.
Noor from Jumeirah has also written in with a question about pigmentation. She says, I have dark patches of skin on my face, which I feel really self-conscious about. I never go out without makeup. I've tried lots of skin lightening creams, but they just don't work. Is there anything that will actually make a difference?
So this is just incredible, because, you know, pigmentation, I would say for myself, being mixed heritage, and for anyone, even if you're an Irish skin and you're noticing that you're seeing pigment before the age of 30, you can address it. Now's never been a better time. It's a, like with our skincare solutions, it's a bit like the iPhone. You know, they've come on considerably in the last 5 years. So what we're really looking to do is firstly say, okay, exfoliation alone will not make a significant change to your skin. And I think a lot of the public believe that they can sort of scrub from the outside to remove those stubborn dark marks, but it's just not going to happen. Your skin structure is complex, but where the pigment lies, and it sounds like this is the case with Noor, it's more in the mattress of her skin. It's as though someone spilt a cup of coffee on a bed and it's gone all through the bed sheets into that mattress. So it's really stubborn. And what I would suggest doing is firstly avoiding things that irritate her skin. So things that have, in products especially made with skin brightening ingredients, will be irritating. So better to switch to natural plant ingredients that lighten, like licorice root, berberry. These are all fantastic and very well evidenced as well. But there are many things that you can do today. But the main thing is to start with natural and stop exfoliating, because I think it's making the problem worse.
We are talking beauty today, as figures from Euromonitor International reveal that it is big business in the UAE, worth nearly 2.2 billion dirhams in 2017. And I'm joined in the studio by Aisha Awad. She's an aesthetician and the managing director of Medico Beauty. Let's just run through some of these really quickly, because they're all coming in super fast. Andrew from Business Bay asks, what is the best skincare company for men? I don't want to spend a fortune.
The Ordinary.
The Ordinary?
The Ordinary. You can go online. The Ordinary is an independent brand that has totally blown the lid off accessing active ingredients, but at such a low price. So yeah, that's where I would start.
Reem from Jumeirah says, how often should you have a facial?
At least once a month after the age of 30. Think of it like going to the skin gym. It really invigorates. And if you're using active ingredients, it's also going to stimulate, renew and repair.
I've had one or maybe two in my entire life.
You're a very baby face.
Once a month. Oh, my goodness. Can you do it yourself at home?
I love an at-home facial. If you go to the website, medicobeauty.com, I have loads of tutorials that you can follow.
Perfect. What's more important, cleansing or moisturising? I suppose the question there is, what should I be spending the most money on?
Surprisingly, it's your cleanser.
Really?
Your cleanser can actually double up in lots of different ways as well. So you could be using a cleanser that's far more nourishing than what you realize. It's not just about having a soap that's foaming up and, you know, taking off grime. It's actually infusing active ingredients into your skin. And if it's left on the skin as a mask, it will also work more deeply on the pores.
Gosh, how interesting. And Neri in JLT says, I can't afford expensive skincare products. What are the best cheap products to buy? I could have written this question because I hate spending huge amounts of money on skin products. I don't really believe they work. Am I wrong?
So in terms of budget, everyone can get involved with using healthy. And I think the consumers really have to get behind this, because companies won't otherwise take any notice if we continue to buy products that are harmful for our bodies. So what I would suggest is visiting Holland & Barrett, any natural health food store, and you're going to find really cool independent brands, or maybe some that are a bit more commercial, that offer a great price point but also match it with ingredients that are healthy for your skin and your body.
Mohammed in Karama has written in with a question that I think everyone wants to ask but is too afraid to do so. Should you ever squeeze a spot?
So there are different types of spots.
There are.
And Mohammed may be in the category where he's seeing one that has more of a white head. And these are the pimples that are the most tempting to squeeze. Now, if you have a special event, or if you're, you know, bothered by having a whitehead, massive pimple at the end of your nose, you really need to ensure that you're not squeezing it before it's ready to be squeezed. Because otherwise, as most people know, especially if you're darker skinned, you're going to be left with a brown mark instead. So what I would advise most people to do is to find a product that has a little bit of salicylic acid in it, which is a natural ingredient, because it will actually get into the pore and it will dissolve the... It's not an infection, by the way. When you see the pus, that isn't bacteria. It's actually a sign that your immune system is starting to recover and heal where you had that little tiny infection. So that's where sometimes people think, oh my God, I've got bacteria all over my face. yes, there's bacteria there, but your immune cells are actually in that white pus. So when people start to squeeze pimples, what you really want to ensure is that you have some active ingredients, maybe a bit of tea tree oil, maybe a bit of salicylic, a bit of lactic. And these are ingredients that will actually support your skin in the recovery. So squeezing a pimple is like an operation. You don't want to do it just with your hands. You want to use a little bit of tissue. And it's not about going directly in at the pimple. It's more about pushing on the outside and just gently letting whatever is in there pop out.
As part of your job, do you get to squeeze other people's spots?
I am not at a level where, I don't know if you've been online, Dr. Pimple Popper, who is
I have watched
a
those.
YouTube yes. sensation, that I wouldn't be going to that degree, but I try and use active ingredients, but there have been occasions, yes, where I will have done extractions.
Does it feel good? It looks like it feels good.
You know, I really can't believe I'm admitting this on live on air. But yes, most estheticians will have some degree of OCD when it comes to pimple popping. But I've learned the hard way myself. And there have been occasions where, you know, I've created a pimple and a scar on my skin. And that's really where seeing a professional, they know the difference between pimples that you can squeeze and pimples that you can't squeeze. Because a lot of the time people will feel like a hard lump under their fingertip. And that's just inflammation. There's not even any infection in that. It's a completely different type of pimple. It's usually on the jawline or even on the neck. It's caused by stress. And we need to ensure that, you know, we're not encouraging people to squeeze those spots because they won't get any better.
One has come in just now and it's one of my favourites. It's something that I wanted to ask. Is it true that you can never get rid of blackheads?
No, it's not true. So if you think of blackheads, they are just skin cells that have ended up in that pore. It's, you know, yes, people think about the oxidation effect, that's what's actually causing them to go black. But we can close your pores, and we do that with vitamin A. Using active ingredients, even within the family of what we call alpha hydroxy acids, lactic acid from yogurt, for example, is very brilliant for doing this. That will help to clear out the pore, and then the vitamin A actually shrinks the pore. So your skin looks a lot more luminous, and you're less likely to get blackheads.
Samantha from The Greens has got this question for you.
I have a 12-year-old daughter and she's been suffering from acne. I did take her to see somebody about this, to a doctor, and they did prescribe some different creams, but they haven't really worked. And I need to know what I can do to help her out because she is getting quite bothered about it.
So that's got to be a huge issue. Does everyone get it?
I think that what's happening is that children are speaking to their parents and seeking out solutions, and they are feeling more self-conscious at an earlier age. You know, we've had patients bringing their teenage daughters and sons into our practice for many, many years. And where they often do get brought to the doctor, the difficulty is the doctor doesn't have anything else to offer than antibiotics. So it can kind of leave them in a position where they want to help their child, but they don't also want to give them any of compromising their health with using antibiotics. And these medications aren't as effective as they'd like them to be as well. So we like to just keep things really, really simple and address the root causes of the problem. And when you really start to look at acne, it's an inflammatory issue. 90% of it is actually internal. And when I look at a teenager and their lifestyle, what I'll often be doing is just asking them, what do they have for breakfast, lunch and dinner? And it's really interesting because a lot of them don't realize how many of the hidden sugars that they actually take in and how that affects their gut health. And if they grew up maybe getting antibiotics as a child when they were very little, that will also have affected the microbiome in their digestive tract. So what you're trying to really do is with a young person is replenish. And nature provides us with so many, you know, fantastic solutions because it's such a powerhouse. And I love being able to empower people. Food Matters is a great website where you can even connect with a nutritionist remotely, and they may ask them to do a little food diary. They don't need to be obsessive about it, but it's a really good start. And then when it comes to teenagers and their skincare routine, I'd like to avoid all the harsh acids. So that's one of the issues I have with a lot of shop-bought skincare, is that it's very, very drying. It strips out all the oils and it actually makes them a lot more sensitive to the damaging effects of UV radiation. So we want to go all natural and we want to be using ingredients that, again, from plants, like lactic acid is fantastic, salicylic from pumpkin seeds. These cleansers are really powerful and they will make a significant difference when combined with the nutritional and well-being aspects of their program.
Amazing. Aisha Awad, you have been an absolutely brilliant guest for our Little Black Book. We were discussing beauty with Aisha Awad, who is the esthetician and managing director of Medico Beauty. I can't believe how many questions we've got through, but thank you so much for your time. And where can people find you? It's Medico Beauty.
MedicoBeauty.com. I'm on YouTube and on Instagram as Medico Beauty.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.